I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
He's irrelevant to us today. His partner, 9 to noon, Jordana Green, is with us. Jordana is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello.
Most importantly,
how are you?
You know, that's such a loaded question for me. And hi, Chad. Thanks for having me. I feel completely overrated filling in because no one is Adam Carter. So I hope I can do him justice.
You can. You know, people are curious just how you're doing. Can you give us a little sampling, then we'll get to the nonsense?
Yes. Technically, I'm really good. All my numbers are good. My donor cells have been grafted. I'm in between 95 and 100% donor cells. So that's really good. We want to be 100%. And my last check, one of my lines was 100% and one of my lines was 95%. So those are really good numbers for me. How do I feel? I still feel like crap. You know, these bone marrow transplants, they like bring you to the brink of death and then try to walk you back. So I told Dave Harrigan, don't worry, I took an oxy to get through this segment, so I won't fall asleep on you.
Good. I like it. Okay, let's start here. I meet someone I've never met before on Saturday. And we're golfing, okay? And guy gets a hot dog. He puts ketchup and mayonnaise on his hot dog. When you see someone put ketchup and mayonnaise on a hot dog, you think what?
I just walk away. It's un-American. It's disgusting. It's wrong. It's basically violating some laws of nature. The only thing that should go on a hot dog is Gulden spicy brown mustard and
thank you.
Sauerkraut.
How about That's relish? It. Where do you stand on relish?
I mean, you have a little leeway if you need a little sweet relish, but ketchup, absolutely not. And if mayo even is a thought in your mind, you should probably move to another country.
Well, the guy's from another country, too, by the way. And he lives
there you go.
Canadian. Yeah, so
I mean,
I enjoyed his company, but at the end I told him, I'm probably never talking to you again. After the
100%. I mean, you can't be friends with someone who puts mayo on a hot dog. No, that's unacceptable.
Only 2/3 of the people in America shower every day. You hear that and think what?
I feel them. I feel those folks. I've been pretty lazy lately. So
you have more of a valid excuse, though. Okay. All right. I mean, you're being tortured right now.
Here's the deal, though. If it's like a Minnesota winter and you're freezing and, you know, not sweating, I get it. But if today you went and mowed the lawn or even took the dog out for an energetic walk, I mean, you probably stink. So at least you have to get in there and rinse off because today is really gross.
But let's say you don't sweat. Let's say you're not dealing with your health challenge that you are right now.
Okay.
And it's in the winter. Do you like to shower every day? I like to shower every day. Harrigan, do you like to shower every day?
1,000%, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's shower fair. Day, come on.
That's fair. I agree, but I empathize with people that don't want to. You're just feeling lazy or you're not feeling too gross. It's okay. And, you know, showering every day isn't great for the hair. Washing the hair every day isn't so great. You know, when I have hair, it's the Jufro, so I have to work with the natural oils. you know, you can't always necessarily. I empathize with the people that are skipping a day. It's okay if you stay in your jammies, folks.
Dan Cook, by the way, formerly on the show, now he's irrelevant to us. We don't care about
him. He's dead to us now. Yeah,
dead to us, absolutely. He suggested on the show recently that a 10-minute shower is a short shower. Is a 10-minute shower a short shower?
Probably, because I do like to take a nice long shower. Maybe that's why it's more of an effort. So what do yours take, like 3 minutes? Are you in and out?
No, I'm probably around there, but I think that's a pretty long shower. I don't think a 10-minute shower is a quickie.
Yeah, I guess it depends on if you're washing your hair, how long your hair is, if you're shaving your legs.
Dan's not washing his hair. We know that.
But you might be shaving your legs. That takes a long time. You know, Dan might be, I don't know, doing some beauty care. I brush my teeth in the shower. I know that grosses people out, but that adds
what?
Time.
Wait a second. Harrigan,
yes.
Did you hear that? I've never heard of this before.
Yes.
You brush your teeth in the shower?
I do. I just love to be in the shower. So I'll take the toothbrush and toothpaste in there, and I brush my teeth in the shower. I know. It's weird, but I do it. Just gives me an opportunity to be under the water more.
Is the water cold enough? Because I need cold water when I brush my teeth.
I'm not that particular. No, I'm fine with the warm water. I'm fine if it's hot. I'm fine. Just kind of laze about in there, brush my teeth. You know, you got to be careful with the electric toothbrush if you have that one. But, you know, yeah, enjoy it a little. Steam it up in there. Get those teeth clean. Every inch.
Harrigan, how many times have you brushed your teeth in the shower?
I've never brushed in the shower, but I floss in the shower all the time because, like Jordana, I just love being under the warm water, the hot, hot shower water, and I know I'm not going to brush, I'm not going to floss if I'm just standing at the sink, so it gives me an opportunity for another couple minutes of the shower, and I get a little flossing done, too.
It's a little reward.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you for doing something good for yourself.
You really need
to get with it, Chad.
No, I like to floss and brush my teeth after. Do you then just, Harrigan, throw the floss on the floor of your shower?
No, we've got a door on the shower, or if you have a little rod for the thing, I throw it over the top there and grab it on my way out and toss it out. A lot better than having to then clean the mirror after you floss with all the stuff you yanked out of your teeth.
This is a new world for me. I might start flossing in the shower, Dave.
Join the team.
Yeah, I might have to.
Here are some of the text here. You like sweets. If you only have two sweets in your whole life, what would they be?
Oof, that's a tough one. That is a really tough one. Definitely peanut butter cups. That I can't live without. Oh, so got to have peanut butter cups.
Have you had that debate with what's-his-face on the show? He hates peanut butter cups.
We have. And I said it might be grounds for show divorce. Because if he doesn't respect the cup, where are we supposed to go from here?
He's really never had to respect the cup before. And he needs to respect the cup. Yeah,
he does. And, it's almost as un-American as mayo on a hot dog to not love peanut butter cups. So that's a huge problem. As for another sweet, that's a really good question. I do eat a lot of sweets. I would say maybe sugar cereals. I can't live without. Can that be a whole, do I have to get more specific?
Yes.
What about you?
The real good, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and then a great cookie. Peanut butter chocolate chip cookie, white macadamia chocolate cookie.
That sounds good.
Here's a big one for us in our relationship right here. Oatmeal raisin cookie. Where do you stand?
I'm okay with oatmeal raisin. I'm okay. I like a good cookie.
Terrible.
You're not a fan?
It's just horrible.
It's not a bad cookie. It's not. You just have to embrace the oatmeal or embrace the different flavor. Here's a question for you. Have you seen the Elvis movie?
No, I want to, though. I want to. I'm not as addicted to Elvis as young Adam Robert, But mm-hmm. I want to see that more than I want to see Top Gun Part 2.
Right. Mark and I have
first Top Gun is fine.
Right, right. I saw the second one. It was corny. So you definitely don't need to go to the movies and see it. So Mark and I have been going to the movies now a little bit because we don't really get out. You know, I don't go anywhere. So we try to pick, you know, times that where nobody's going to be at the movie. I wear my mask. You know, I get all set. And today we picked the Elvis movie.
Okay.
That starts at
12:10.
Well, it starts at 12:10. And then I realized at 12:30 in the movie theater when my alarm went off, oh, my God, I have to do Cats.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
So Mark is in the theater right now, and I am in a small corner of the theater, and he goes, okay, I'll just tell you what happened. So I figured maybe you could fill me in on the beginning if you've seen it already.
No, I mean, Dave, I think Mark should have walked out also. I mean, show some loyalty, I would say.
No,
would have been the nice last couple.
What happened.
Last couple.
Okay, hit me.
I'm not taking hot dog condiment advice from a woman who brushes her teeth in the shower.
Okay, fair enough. That's okay. And look, I'm also a woman who's only ever eaten a kosher hot dog. So I'm not a hot dog connoisseur. I'm just a Hebrew National girl with Gulden spicy brown and
those are good,
sauerkraut.
By the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're not eating kosher, this is a text. What is your cheat food?
Oh, but I always eat kosher. I don't cheat on the kashrut.
You never cheat. Never, ever.
That I don't. No, yeah, that's interesting that somebody would ask that. That is really interesting. I know some people out of their home, not in their home, you know, they'll eat non-kosher food. I think one time somebody put shrimp in a sandwich that I had ordered. So I think I had it. And I sent the sandwich back, but that, like, I didn't mean to do that. It just tasted very spongy. So I don't have a kashrut cheat food, but thank you, though, for asking.
Last one. Television show that is your guilty pleasure. What is it?
I have been watching Emily in Paris. And that's so, cheesy and girly and clothes. And, yeah, it's delicious, though. So I've been loving it. But in my defense, I've been watching a lot of TV lately.
Yes. All right, go back to the movie. Thank you so much.
Well, this is
stay
fun.
Healthy.
I don't feel that it was as satisfying as when my partner does it, but he'll have to give me some tips.
I think it was very good. Except
I'm
a little
day.
Troubled by the toothpaste in the shower. We might have to follow up on this.
It just all goes down the drain. It's really an easy process. And once you start, you won't be able to stop. So trust me.
Thank you. Go back to the movie.
Bye,
Jordana.
Boys. Take care.
Yes. Jordana, kind enough to help us out with Ask. Jordana, anything.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.